Station. Everybody's joking about how LeBron James is sleeping with his newest teammate's mother. I'll just say this, ESPN, let's just keep Mark Jackson off of Lakers broadcast going forward. With all due respect.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios.
The man your man could smell.
Theo Dorsey is theoretically speaking.
But are you a different animal and the same beast?
What does that mean, Kobe Bryant?
Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
Wow. And if that one went over your head, just Google Mark Jackson, Savannah James. It was in just. What a Friday, a top five Friday here. Good people. It's Theo Dorsey, that C-Cat on the ones and twos. We're going to rock out with you here on a Friday, June 28th, a top five Friday. Today, we're going to be giving out the top five NBA father-son duos. And I bet you're thinking like, well, Theo, what are you doing that for? I mean, we're just kicking it. We just enjoyed ourselves a nice week of Stanley Cup celebration from the Florida Panthers, which, by the way, Sunday and Sunrise, or actually Fort Lauderdale. Good luck out there. Stay safe. Have a good time. But I don't know, C-Cat. The NBA draft just wrapped up. The NBA draft just wrapped up, a two-day event for no apparent reason. They stretched it out, and day two was bigger than day one. Because if I asked you right now off the top of the dome, C-Cat, who went number one overall in the NBA draft?
Oscar Robinson.
He might as well have.
Yeah, I did not consume a single second of television for the NBA draft. I'm sorry. It probably is my job. Someone who works in sports talk radio probably should have turned it on, but no, not for me.
Well, the story of the NBA draft was not that Zach Richisher, I don't even know if I can say it, or Richisher, that went to the Atlanta Hawks, the big man out of France, which, by the way, Americans, let's all beware. We need to be on the lookout. Like, the Frenchmen are taking over basketball. I'm a little bit nervous about that, but we'll save that for another day this summer, especially with the Paris Olympics coming and basketball usually being a Team USA-dominated sport. The story of the NBA draft is what happened in round two, and it was when Bronny James got his name called. He wasn't held hostage like Bill Simmons and Tim Legler and everybody else who can get in front of a mic wanted another team to do. He wasn't undrafted like a lot of people assumed he should be. He was selected number 55 overall by the Los Angeles Lakers. And you know what? After a week of a lot of dull moments, after a week that didn't have a lot of luster, I think that should be our EDS air conditioning and plumbing coolest moment of the week.
Time now for the coolest moment of the week, presented by EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing. EDS is yes.
Bronny James, the 6'1" guard out of USC, hearing his name called at his draft watch party. Take a listen.
Select Bronny James.
Yeah. The dude looks happy. The dude looks like he's having a good time. If you watch the video, he's locked in, right? He knew it was coming. He got the call from Rob Pelinka, general manager of the Lakers, beforehand. But, like, why is it that when a great thing like this happens, a kid who started off his college career with a cardiac arrest, we didn't know if we would still have Bronny James living with us today. But then last night, he hears his name called. He has the ultimate dream of making it to the NBA. And here come all the haters. Here come all the naysayers and all of the LeBron, detractors trying to team up on Bronny James. Well, to be honest with you, if you hate LeBron James and if you love to see him fail, I got some bad news for you. Bronny James getting drafted into the NBA might be one of the biggest legacy plays I've seen a player do in any sport. Forget just the NBA. LeBron James just added to his legacy in a huge way. That's the EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing coolest moment of the week. And you know, out here in South Florida, we cheer for the Heat. But if you walked outside like I did, literally when I just parked in the Hibiscus garage and walked over here just from the Hibiscus garage to our The Square Studios, I broke like three sweats.
City Place.
Oh, I said The Square.
I know.
City Place. The City Place studio. You know what? Stop renaming places. That's my new thing. Stop renaming arenas. Stop renaming areas, even though I'm sure with how much money Stephen Ross and the Dolphins has, he can name whatever he wants, whatever he does care for. But here at our studios, on that walk over here, it was hot. It was steamy. It is incredibly scorching right now in South Florida. We are entering July. You don't want to find yourself in a situation where your air conditioning fails you at a time like this, right? Because once it goes out and you got to call an emergency tech to come in, you're going to pay that upcharge for an emergency tech. You're also going to have to deal with the heat of the house. You're going to lose stuff out of your fridge probably because the temperature control wasn't good enough. EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing. EDS is, yes, lock in with the good fellas. They've been doing this since 2006. They are a trained comfort specialist. And as we say, it's hard to stop a train. EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing. EDSAirConditioning.com. As I've told y'all before, I just got my whole system flipped. It is great. It is breezy. I sleep, have great cool nights. And I also install one of those nice smart thermometers. Or not thermometers, thermostats. So I'm able to kind of level out. I get to pick what time of day, what degree it goes to, and it's always fresh and breezy. EDSAirConditioning.com to get locked in with them. So, CCAT. Ever since Bronny James got drafted, it literally happened as we exited the airwaves from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium last night, which, by the way, thank you. A big, huge thank you to Roger Dean for hosting, theoretically speaking, on yesterday. It was a fun, Thirsty Thursday.
Yeah.
$1 beers. Great. Great host. As we wrapped up the show, Bronny James did get drafted, right? The prophecy was fulfilled. LeBron told us years ago he wanted to play with his son, and he made it happen. And I can't help but just think this quite clearly. This is the dude with the most motion in all of sports. This was the greatest legacy play I've seen a man pull, not just being this good this late in your career, but also having so much motion. You forced your NBA franchise to draft your son, to use draft capital on your son, who everybody else on the outside is saying is not capable of playing in the NBA, is not deserving of a draft pick. LeBron James had so much motion, he was able to get his son drafted in the NBA, and he's going to make history now playing alongside his son, the first father-son duo to do so in the NBA. This is huge for LeBron James's legacy. And dare I say this, if LeBron James somehow, with that Lakers roster, with a head coach in J.J. Redick, who has not coached a single game past the youth level in basketball, and after forcing his team to use draft capital to draft his son, if in these next couple of years LeBron James delivers another championship to the L.A. Lakers, his legacy is going to surpass Michael Jordan.
Really?
I'm a guy right now, I do think Michael Jordan is still my GOAT. Even though I'm in this generation, I support all things LeBron James Incorporated because I love what the guy does. I love what he meant to the Miami Heat for those 4 years, bringing two championships and great experiences and memories. Also, I mean, the dude is such an impactful character outside of the basketball court that you have to have respect for the man. But beyond that, if he pulls out a fifth championship and he does it in a Lakers uniform alongside his son, who y'all all said wasn't good enough to play in the league, with J.J. Redick, his podcast buddy. I mean, that's like, that documentary is going to surpass what we have from The Last Dance. It's going to be incredible, see, Cap? Like, this is obviously a feather in the cap for LeBron James's legacy. This is beneficial for LeBron James's legacy. But I'm curious, what do you think? Is this good or bad for LeBron James that he shoehorned his son into a Lakers uniform, that he forced the Lakers to draft Bronny James with the 55th overall pick? Is it good for his legacy, or does it make you hate LeBron James more? 888-760-3776. 888-760-3776. That's the number for the Baptist Health Hotline. Are you experiencing foot and ankle pain and need to see an expert in the field? Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has a team of foot and ankle orthopedic surgeons and specialists who are regarded as leaders in their specialty. Visit BaptistHealth.net/ortho to learn more today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic, foot and ankle, joint replacement, spine and sports medicine care. Visit BaptistHealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting BaptistHealth.net/ortho. 888-760-3776. That's the number to tap in. Is this good for LeBron James's legacy, or is this a notch in the wrong direction? Now, CCAT, as you can tell at this point, I'm all over it. I think making a power play like this, especially against all the odds with everybody hating on you and your son, and you get one of the most historic franchises, not just in the NBA, in all of sports, to draft your son, to fulfill his dream, and also to come and join your organization, This dude right here, he's making a strong case to be the GOAT. What do you think about this?
You were telling a fairy tale over there saying he's going to get ring number 5 with the son in the same uniform. Last I checked, the Lakers weren't at all, even remotely close to even contending for a title in the year 2023-2024. So I'll hold your horses on that one right there. Sure, that'd be fine and dandy if ifs and buts were candy and nuts, everybody would be Christmas, you know? But that's not the case. And also, the kid sucks.
What?
The kid sucks at basketball. In relation to who you expect playing basketball in an NBA uniform, you and I both agree that the NBA is the hardest league in sports due to numbers to actually make it in.
Yes. The most exclusive club.
A guy who is struggling for minutes, struggling for points in a USC uniform. And God bless the kid. I'm so happy he's healthy. I'm so happy he's doing the thing that he loves. But he has no business doing it at the highest level of the game.
Well, if you're hating on Bronny James to the Lakers, might I steal a phrase from an elder statesman I heard last night? You got the morals of an alley cat. I don't even know what the hell that means. 888-760-3776. Tap into Theoretically Speaking. Is this good or bad for LeBron James's legacy that he got his own son, his firstborn son, into the league? And not only that way, he got him drafted with a second round pick that the Lakers held. And you make a good point there, C-Cat. If Bronny James doesn't come out the gates and become a good role player for the Lakers this next year, I don't see how they get good enough to actually contend in the West. The West is a behemoth this year. Like, it is going to be difficult. They're going to need a real sizable amount of a progression out of Anthony Davis to be able to make any kind of impact. And even with that, I mean, you would hope Dalton Connect is something. You would hope he could have like a Jaime Jaquez Jr. type rookie season. It's going to be tough.
Yeah, that's what I was going to bring up. It's not even that Bronny's going to be competing with the rest of the league or competing for some spotlight to prove the doubters wrong. He's going to be directly compared to the other draft pick in his draft with Dalton Connect, who might be the steal of the draft as late as the Lakers got him and as great as we saw him in March Madness this year.
By the way, Dalton Connect and Bronny James, we got their numbers in their Laker uniforms. Dalton Connect, he went with 4, and his nickname? Connect 4?
Wow.
Elite. That's just elite stuff. I'm already voting this dude Rookie of the Year just off the nickname alone, and then we found out Bronny James is going to be number 9. If you're counting at home, that's a 6 upside down. I wonder if we'll be able to tell who his dad is. I don't know. 888-760-3776. Is this good or bad for LeBron's legacy? Do you think more of him or less of him now that he has gotten your guy, Bronny James, the future of the Lakers, in a Lakers uniform? Kenny is in West Palm Beach. Kenny, you're on Theoretically Speaking. First and foremost, are you pro or against LeBron James forcing the Lakers to draft his son?
I'm not necessarily against it. I think it is a notch on LeBron's belt. I think it's definitely a Lake Show move of them to get Bronny. And, I mean, it's not necessarily a bad thing for LeBron. I think it's a good thing. It might be a bad thing for Bronny at the end of the day, though.
I like that call, Kenny. Appreciate your call. We don't know what it's going to do to Bronny, but another thing that people aren't considering here is this is good for the Los Angeles Lakers. Not just the marketing and the ticket sales and the storylines and them being the A block of every single show for the next few weeks and into the NBA season, but also LeBron James is a father first. I know he's a 4-time MVP, a 4-time finals champion, 4-times finals MVP, 19-time All-Star, all-time leading scorer in the NBA, all of these accolades. That dude has proven to us day after day what he cares about most is raising his kids. Bronny, Bryce, and I forget the girl's name, but her as well. Right? He's a family man. But with LeBron James right now, if Bronny was drafted to another team, if he was somehow signed by another squad and had to move away from LA, LeBron would be distracted. LeBron would absolutely be distracted. He's shown it. We've seen him doing press room interviews, and instead of looking at the reporters and listening to questions, he's watching Bronny James highlights on the TV screen. It's a real thing. This is good for both LeBron and the Lakers. Time will tell if it's good for Bronny James, but I know one thing for sure. If I was a basketball player, if I was a basketball player with dreams of making it big in the NBA, there will be one dude I would want to be my mentor in today's league. And that's the guy that has taken the best care of his body that we've seen any athlete do in any sport. The dude is entering his year 40 year, and he's still dropping triple-doubles on dudes' heads like ain't no tomorrow. Like Ice Cube, it was a good day. And, I mean, you're going to have LeBron James right there in your locker room with you. You're going to have the basketball savant, the genius right there to help mentor you alongside, I guess, J.J. Redick. Like, this is a pretty good situation for Bronny James.
outside of what the pressure and the outside expectations might be. That might be the only thing I worry about, CK.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. The expectations are going to be there. He's going to get mocked, laughed at. He's going to be the next Thanasis. Is that Giannis?
Thanasis, yeah. And like by that. The way, tap into the Thanalysis podcast. That is a Good Karma Brands product. Subscribe, like it right after you subscribe and like, theoretically speaking, on YouTube. But yeah, you're right. He's going to get that kind of treatment early on. Big spotlight.
As much hating as I do on LeBron and the James family, I mean, no one knocks Giannis as much as they do with this move because Giannis holds a roster spot on the Bucks for his kin, right?
So, yes.
I mean, it's the same type of deal.
Danny Hurley literally has his son dribbling out the clock at the end of every UConn win. This ain't nothing new. Y'all just hate it because it's LeBron James. And you know what? You're just crabs in the bucket hating on a brother for having power, having motion, and also for being able to wield that power and motion right in front of your faces. He forced the NBA to do a day two of the NBA draft. That was no accident. And if you get yourself into what I would say an accident, slip and fall, any kind of sticky situation where you would need a lawyer to fight for you, to fight on your behalf, well, you know who to call. Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys. They will fight for you. Mark Anajar and Glenn Levine, they've been doing this thing for a while. They're experienced, and they don't get paid unless you do. They fight to get you the maximum compensation you deserve. Call Anajar and Levine for your free consultation. Don't settle for just any attorney. Demand Anajar and Levine. That's the Anajar and Levine difference. And it takes just one phone call to take back control of your life. So take back control of your life. Like Big Bron just took back control of the NBA again. 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. Mike Tannenbaum, he's on a heater. He gave us some great stuff yesterday. Mike T always delivers, but he's on a heater. He's saying something that's got people in a craze. They got people mad, insane. Is he out of his mind? Well, I kind of agree with him. We'll hit that next. That's C-Cat. I'm Theo Dorsey. We're Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
I got the homies in town this weekend. You know I love to show off the Palm Beaches. Matter of fact, I've been telling y'all, we need to be showing off the Palm Beaches, not just when people come in town, but on social media. I mean, Discover the Palm Beaches is incentivizing you to do that all summer long. With the hashtag Love the Palm Beaches. Again, hashtag Love the Palm Beaches. It's simple. It's easy. Go to your favorite spot, your favorite restaurant. Maybe a specific field you played sports at. Maybe it's a place that you met your significant other. Anything. Something beautiful. Something nice that showcases the beauty of Palm Beach County. Because nobody knows how great it is to be in paradise than Palm Beach County's very own residents. You show off your favorite shops, restaurants, and attractions. And hashtag it, Love the Palm Beaches on any social media device, or not device, any social media outlet. I sound like an elder statesman here. Well, you can be in for some monthly prizes from Discover the Palm Beaches. All you got to do is hashtag Love the Palm Beaches on Twitter, Instagram, any social media, and then you hop online. You fill out a form at lovethepalmbeaches.com/love. From vacations to dining carts, everything in between, you can be winning that and rolling in the rewards. All you got to do is enter with hashtag Love the Palm Beaches. Y'all know how to do that. Simple tweet out. In fact, C-Cat, I'm going to pull up after this show to Pig Beach. And the reason why I'm going to Pig Beach Barbecue after the show here is because they actually dropped off a platter for us. What was that, Monday, Tuesday? Great platter. Appreciate you, Matt Abdu. He always holds it down. But I'm trying to get myself some of the ribs. I'm trying to get myself involved in a plate. And here I see C-Cat, the smuggler of meats, not just eating a plate, but he got one on the side. He got some foil wrapped up like Dirk Nowitzki in the finals, ready to go with that one too. What gives?
Listen, man, you never know the next time you're going to get free barbecue, especially free Pig Beach barbecue. So, yeah, I had my plate for lunch. Yeah, immediately after I finished my plate of free Pig Beach barbecue for lunch, I wrapped up a to-go plate for dinner that night. And yeah, the following day when I saw some ribs were left, I did the same thing for dinner the following night. Kill me. Like, what's your problem?
Well, I think I might. Yeah. I have a very big problem with that. There's other people in this office. You got to be more courteous, dude. You're a pig for Pig Beach.
Well, this...
What's going on with this dude?
This make your day a little better? Got a compliment? A DM?
Okay, yeah. Butter me up, man.
Bob from Somerville, South Carolina. Big fan of the show.
Wow.
As you know, you can listen, you can watch the show from across the world if you want to, not if you're just here in Palm Beach County or the Treasure Coast. He goes, a DM, privately to me, just for my eyes
just to see,
but I'm going to share it to the rest of the world. I love Theo. But what's up with the shirt? Looks like he puked on himself.
What?
Yeah.
What? This shirt looks like I puked on myself? This is artsy fartsy, dude. This is high class. The kind of stuff you want to rock if you want to, like, you know, attract the young ladies. I'm not because I'm married, but, you know, they feel this shirt right
like
here, man.
Abstract art. Yeah. Which, like, isn't complimentary, I don't think, because you can't really tell what the shirt is.
Kind of like mosaic a little bit, man. I'm feeling a little artsy-fartsy today, dude. I'm married to a woman who is in the arts, and I think she picked this shirt out for me a couple of years ago, and you know what? I absolutely love it. So I appreciate the love, Bob, but no, I didn't throw up on myself, dude. Stop playing Hayden with a little compliment sandwich, all right?
If you want to see the shirt, go on Twitter, at ESPN West Palm. We live stream all the shows there, as well as on YouTube, at Theo Speaking, and... tell us what you think about Theo's shirt.
It's a great shirt. Any negative comments on my shirt, I'm just going to know that you are indeed a hater. And you, just like I heard from that elder statement last night, you got the morals of an alley cat. The morals of an alley cat. Still don't know what that means.
It always makes me feel bad whenever I like make fun of you or take a jab at something you're wearing or something you ate. And you're like, well, that's my wife's. So take it up with her. That makes me feel like garbage.
No, but it looks good. It just Bob is in South Carolina. I mean, what city was he from in South Carolina again?
Somerville.
I mean, come on, dude. I mean, we're not going to Somerville, South Carolina asking for fashion tips.
Whoa.
Like, if Bob was in Los Angeles, Miami, if he was in, like, Houston, New York, Paris, I might take him up on some fashion advice. I do appreciate the love, though, Bob. But this right here is a classic. Like, I got some fits off in this one. I got some pics and flicks up before that got a lot of likes on Instagram, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
That's how we judge our self-worth in 2024. How many likes did I get on Instagram in this shirt? On a picture.
Just so you know, Bob.
Yeah, Bob.
In case you didn't see.
Yeah, stick it, Bob. Bob's a great name to just kind of tool at. Theoretically speaking, here on a Top 5 Friday, later on we're going to be giving out our Top 5 father-son duos in the NBA because, well, Bronny James and LeBron are paired up in La La Land, in Hollywood. And if they have any opinions on my shirt, I'll trust them because they've been living in L.A. They know fashion. A guy that's not been living in L.A., but he's lived in front offices. He's currently an NFL front office insider for ESPN, Mike Tannenbaum. He joins us every Monday here on Theoretically Speaking, and he's lately been sharing his love, his adoration for Green Bay Packers quarterback Jordan Love. And what he said lately, he told us yesterday, and he reiterated it this morning on Unsportsmanlike, which you hear on ESPN 106.3, 6 to 10 a.m. He literally said that Jordan Love should get a record-setting deal from the Green Bay Packers. Take a listen.
If I'm Jordan Love, I am not even returning a call. I'm going to wait for Dak Prescott, and then I'm looking for $60 million a year for 10 years. And if I'm the Packers, I say yes. Why wouldn't you?
Come on. $60 million bones a year for the next 10 years. Green Bay going from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers to now the Love era. Me amore. And you know what? I absolutely love that one, Mike T. It's been catching a lot of flack because everybody's talking about how Jordan Love has only had 1 year as a starter in Green Bay. What has he proven to deserve $60 million a year in a long-term contract, a long-term commitment from the Green Bay Packers? Might I remind y'all of something right quick? What was the latest quarterback deal we just saw come down the wire in the NFL this offseason, C-Cat?
Was it Trevor Lawrence?
Trevor Lawrence. Yeah, that guy. T-Law. Out in Jacksonville. What has he proven in the NFL to date to get $55 million annually and $200 million guaranteed?
He still has good hair from college.
Yeah.
Still got that.
That, and he looks similar to Tina in the Wild, who you hear here on Tuesdays and Thursdays on Theoretically Speaking. Those are his two feathers in his cap. Great hair, similar vibes to Tina in the Wild. But outside of that, Trevor Lawrence has done nothing to earn that contract, and he's locked up long-term for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Another thing I will point to is you're asking what Jordan Love has proven in 1 year as if that dude hasn't been a significantly different type of quarterback than what you see all across the NFC and he's 25 years old. And Mike Tannenbaum made the point with us yesterday about how he has the size at 6'4". He has the arm talent. And I will never forget that midseason game against the Kansas City Chiefs, where at that point in the year, everybody was beating the Chiefs. As you all know, I'm a renowned Chiefs fan. And it was getting very achy for me. But one thing that kept – it felt so unfamiliar and weird was when the ball was in Jordan Love's hand. This is one thing that I – this is how I judge whether or not a quarterback is a capital G guy, a dude worth franchise money. Like Damian Woody would say, is he a good quarterback or a franchise quarterback? Every time Jordan Love got that ball, whether it was shotgun or behind center and drop back, I was actually anxious. I was nervous. I was scared because the dude was delivering dots up and down the field against the Chiefs. And then he went on a run that not only led the Packers to a 7-2 record from mid-December to mid-January when you want to be winning football games, Tua. But also Dak, by the way. But also, Jordan Love went on to beat Dak Prescott in the NFC wild card and almost got through the San Francisco 49ers and that defense in his first year starting. What else do you want to do to prove to you? Did he have to go out and win the Super Bowl, right? He's proven that he's had a great bill of health since he's entered the league. He didn't have any injury issues coming out of college, right? He's the guy that you brought in and you drafted to supplant Aaron Rodgers. And we know how the Green Bay Packers get down. They're the model of consistency. They've only had, what, three or four coaches since 2000. Since 2000, there's been three coaches in Green Bay. Mike Sherman, Mike McCarthy, and now Matt LaFleur. All great coaches. Consistency. Continuity in that organization. Since Brett Favre has been Favre, Rodgers, Love. Why would – this is a win-win. Jordan Love, who bet on himself and now put himself in the position where Mike Tannenbaum is saying, behind Patrick Mahomes, out for the next 5 years, I would take that guy, Jordan Love, out of Utah State over any other quarterback in the NFL. If you ask anybody to rank NFC quarterbacks right now, Jordan Love's got to be in everybody's top three. And he's 25 years old. If the Packers can sign that dude to a 10-year contract for $60 million a year today, that would be a bargain, a steal for the Packers, because 5 years from now, I mean, he's going to be making similar money to Trevor Lawrence. And we know he's better than him already. C-Cat, there's no way you think Jordan Love is not deserving of $60 million a year for 10 years.
It's a big number. It's a scary number. And I don't want to hook my wagon this year. I need to see at least 2 years of sample size. Listen, I want to see a team and a quarterback who has put all the film out there for the entire season, see him twice, see him three times, see him four times in division, and I want to see what he can do next year. And then I'm willing to break records with his contract. See, 1 year's not enough for me.
He's going to cost more come March.
That's worth it.
You pay the dude now. You lock him into a long-term deal a la Patrick Mahomes. When you look at the top salary hits right now for quarterbacks in the NFL, Jordan Love, Patrick Mahomes isn't even top five annual in a cap hit right now because he signed that super long-term deal with the Kansas City Chiefs a few years back, and they got him under that, which they restructure year after year to make room for their guys. You get a guy like Jordan Love like that, you tether him to that franchise and that fan base that already, well, loves Jordan Love. Like, you really set the bar. You set the baseline for what that Packers organization would be. With him and Matt LaFleur over the next decade, we could be talking about a team that's winning 9-10-plus games every single season, competing in the playoffs every single year. Sign me up for that today. 888-760-3776. 888-760-3776. Would you pay today, Jordan Love, after 1 year of excellence with the Green Bay Packers and a playoff win, $60 million per year for the next 10 years, a $600 million unprecedented contract in the NFL? 888-760-3776. 888-760-3776. That's the number to the Baptist Health Hotline. Is joint pain affecting your quality of life? At Baptist Health Orthopedic Care, our team is experienced in traditional joint replacement surgery as well as new, less invasive treatments with the goal of returning you to what you love as quickly as possible. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic, foot and ankle, joint replacement, spine, and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. Pay that man. Pay him before he get away. You know what they say about love. right?
Jordan Love or Love?
Like Love.
Love, Love.
Yeah, well, you know what they say?
What?
Me neither. I don't know. I thought I was going to have something. I thought I could come up with something. I'm not that good yet. Theoretically speaking, here on ESPN 106.3, it is a top five Friday. We're kicking it. The top five Friday this day? Well, we're going to give you the top five father-son duos in the NBA. We also are going to kick it to the other side, and we're going to talk about those top five Fridays. And I have one on this list.
Mm-hmm.
One on this list is going to surprise you a bit. And also, another one on this list is going to be a little bit obvious because, of course, Bronny James and LeBron James are on the same team now. That's C-Cat. I'm Theo Dorsey. I already gave away like half my list. Theoretically speaking, on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
I know I've been singing the praises of LeBron James and the Lakers, who LeBron now teaming up with his son, Bronny James. Great story. Please don't waste your money. I just looked on Hard Rock Bet. The Lakers have the 10th shortest odds, plus 3,000 right now in the NBA futures to win an NBA championship this year. It ain't happening. It ain't happening. But if you did want to put the money down, you know where to go. Hard Rock Bet. The app is easy to download. You can hop online and get on there as well. You know, it's fight week here at ESPN 106.3, and Hard Rock Bet has you covered. You can bet on the entire card on Saturday night. Knockouts, submissions, over-under, total rounds, and so much more. And the best thing about it, you try out Hard Rock Bet right now, you get a no-regret first bet, up to $100. If that bet doesn't win, that means you get the $100 back, and you get to try again.
Wait, really?
A little bit of a redo, C-Cat.
That never happened.
Who doesn't like a little retry button? You know, wow. Staples had the easy button. Hard Rock Bet got the retry button.
I love that.
Quick redo. It's like that one movie, Click, or something like that. I'll repeat it one more time. You get another chance if you lose your up to $100 no regret first bet. Hard Rock Bet is Florida's sports book. The only legal one here in Florida. Offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. Bronny James joining LeBron James, spurring us having a top five Friday where we go through the top five NBA father-son duos. And on to talk about Bronny James, we have Ken in Lake Worth. Ken is in Lake Worth. You're joining, theoretically speaking. It's actually Devin in Lake Worth. What
it's
up, Dev?
Kevin. It's Kevin. So close.
How many names you got?
Yeah, you were 0 for 2 there, but... happy Friday, guys, and happy to hear that Theo survived a sale at Dan Flash's abstract t-shirt.
come on. Come on. What are y'all hating on the shirt for, dude? I mean, have you seen the shirt, Devin, Kevin?
I'm glad I'm on radio. Let's just say that.
what you got, so man? You hating on me already. I assume you're in a hating spirit. Are you a fan of? Does this add to LeBron James' legacy, or does it take away that he got his son drafted to the Lakers?
So I say takeaway just because, look, getting your son drafted, everybody would do this same thing if they were in his shoes. It's just how they've kind of gone about the process, because I don't think anybody's mad that he got drafted. The second round pick, it would have been like something like, oh, cool, he went to the 76ers or whatever. It's just the how they kind of went about the entire process, kind of telling teams he's not going to work out for you if you draft him. He's going to go play in Australia.
Yep.
And if you draft him, I'll make sure that my clients never play for you guys again. And then with all these reports coming out, they're kind of like sitting back and saying, oh, I don't know why people think that we want Bronny to play with LA and with his dad, as if he hasn't talked about this for 10 years straight. So just how they've kind of done everything behind the scenes. And then when it's kind of brought to light, they're like, I don't know where people are getting this idea from. Like, just own it.
Yeah.
Say you did it, and then we can move on.
Well, here's the thing, and I appreciate the call, Devin. Kevin?
Are you joking?
No, it's serious. Kevin.
It's Kevin. Yeah.
Kevin, yes, Kevin. It's on my caller ID. Appreciate the call, Kevin, in Lake Worth. That's a good call. Here's what I will say. What we know about LeBron James, he's obviously a businessman, one of the greatest businessmen in all of our, you know, modern history when it comes to especially athletes. But LeBron James is a generational scorer. He's a generational passer, and he is an all-time great when it comes to lying. Why are we at all amused or shocked that LeBron James is lying about running the Los Angeles Lakers right now. Have you seen this dude in the lies he tells?
There's a lot of them.
There's a running list of hilarious LeBron James lies. Every time somebody tweets out a LeBron James lies thread, I have to rewatch them all when it comes to the Malcolm X book in the bubble, when it comes to the 81-point game from Kobe Bryant. How about when he lied to the Miami Heat and said, if you draft Shabazz Napier, I'll stay? That was the last time he forced the franchise to draft a guy, and look at where he went.
He gives unnecessary lies. Like the ones you mentioned, Malcolm X book, watching The Godfather, but couldn't give us one single line from the movie Godfather.
LeBron is hilarious, bro.
And this is a situation where it is a little more advantageous to tell a lie, so we shouldn't be surprised. You're right.
If he lies for fun, if he lies for the love of the game, I mean, of course the dude would lie to negotiate and to manipulate the public opinion about himself. I mean, I can't hate the player. Hate the game. Speaking of, it's a Top 5 Friday. We're talking about top 5 father-son duos in the NBA of all time with LeBron James and Bronny James linking up on the Lakers. I'm being stared at through the window here at our City Play Studios like I am an animal at the zoo. But I won't let it distract me. I won't say it out loud on radio. We'll jump right in to a Top 5 Friday.
Top 5, no debating. Top 5, top 5, top 5.
And the Top 5 Friday is brought to you by a place that knows all about championships. And I ain't talking about L.A. I'm talking about West Palm Beach. I'm talking about those Seahawks on the flagship campus of Kaiser University. I mean, they got 22 of them bad boys. 22. That's more than the Celtics, more than the Lakers. 22 national championships, including back-to-back national championships in men's lacrosse, 3 straight in NAIA women's swimming and diving. And, of course, they have the reigning champs, the defending champions of the gridiron, in the Kaiser University football team. KU also has captured 61 regular season and 63 conference tournament titles. They also got the big shiny glass Learfield Cup trophy. And if you haven't seen it before, C-Cat, it reminds me of the BCS National Championship trophy. Made of glass, a lot of different little panes on it. It's really sexy. Get the latest on Kaiser Seahawk athletics, KUSeahawks.com. And I'm pretty sure they have that thing on display at the basketball gym. If you go to their community center / basketball gym, take a picture next of it. Do a little selfie with it. Maybe you hashtag that love the Palm Beaches. Let's hop into the top five. It's a top five Friday. We're going top five father-son duos in the history of the National Basketball Association. Number five.
Number five.
Going with the late, great Bill Walton and his son, Luke Walton. I mean, Luke even coached afterwards. Bill stayed in the game of basketball and impacted it in many ways, especially as a special and just, I would say, one of the most endearing broadcaster and people of all time. He's got to make the list. Luke left a lot to be desired on the court, though.
Number four.
Number four, top five NBA father-son duos. I'm going Dale Curry and Seth Curry. No, I'm kidding. Steph Curry. But Seth, I think he just got traded or something like that. Dale Curry and Steph Curry. Dale was a sharpshooter for the Magic. Steph Curry, of course you know, has the only other modern dynasty in the NBA right now with the Warriors. 4 championships, unanimous MVP. The dude has done it big at the big stage.
Number three.
This one right here, it's too early to call, but I'll do it anyways. LeBron James and Bronny James with the Los Angeles Lakers. I mean, when you got one of the dudes that's on the Mount Rushmore of the NBA, there's not 3 guys better than him. It don't matter what Bronny James does at this point forward. He got drafted. We'll see if he has an impact on this Lakers rotation. Do you think he plays this year? Do you think he actually like logs real minutes actively?
What does real minutes mean?
Like 10 to 12 minutes per game.
No.
Ain't no way.
I think he'll get, like you mentioned, the Dan Hurley effect where when it's garbage time, you'll see Bronny on the court.
He'll play late. He'll probably play with the G League team, work out, practice, kind of go back and forth. And he will have some moments on the court with LeBron James. But I don't think he's walking through that door and playing pivotal minutes for a team that's supposed to be competing and contending for a championship.
Number two.
Number two, top five Friday, father-son duos in the NBA, Jimmy Walker and Jalen Rose. This is a sneaky one right here, right? Both of them are actually multi-time all-stars. Jimmy Walker, or James, if you're fancy, number one overall pick in the draft. Jalen Rose, I mean, this dude was a basketball icon from the Fab Five days up through the NBA. Got to put them up there. They're above LeBron James and Bronny James. Y'all still got more to earn. And this is an easy one.
Number one.
Joe Jellybean Bryant and late, great Kobe Bryant. I mean, it's hard, but both of them had hefty impacts in the league. Both first round picks, both figures that you obviously have a lot of motion for. Now, Kobe Bryant is one of the more transcendent talents, and just like when it comes to people that have impacted the game and influenced other players, and he's so many people's favorite player, it's a short list of guys, and Kobe Bryant is on that list. And I feel like with him and his dad, him traveling with his pops, learning the ropes, I mean, that's what you get, the direct mentorship. I don't know why people keep acting like it's a bad thing that an NBA player's son is going into the National Basketball Association. You get a direct line to a dude that's done it before at a high level. It's kind of, you know, simple.
Think about pick number 59, though. Someone didn't get drafted yesterday because LeBron's son happened to be in the draft class.
I mean, do you want me to run you through the late second round picks that have been in and out of the NBA for the past 20 years? I mean, these are irrelevant picks. I don't get the people that are like, yo, like, oh, I can't believe the Lakers wasted a second round pick on Bronny James. And then the same people that say that are like, the Celtics should have drafted him and held him hostage.
It's not about the team that's taking a loss. It's the guy who didn't get drafted. I'm sure he would have loved to hear his name get called and get that money that he would have gotten higher dollars than a free agency.
Well, if the Celtics or Heat or whoever else you wanted to hold Bronny James hostage drafted Bronny James, because again, these two people, they are on the same side of the Venn diagram. You didn't want Bronny James to be drafted by the Lakers, but you also wanted another team to draft him before the Lakers. Either way, pick number 59 is getting bounced. So stop crying about a dude who you never met before. Show some love for Bronny James and his pops, even though they don't need any. But just stop hating. That's all I'm saying. Top 5 Friday brought to you by... Who's it brought by?
It was brought to us by Kaiser University.
It was.
We're going to the home stretch of Theoretically Speaking.
Ah.
And I'm getting hungry, Theo.
If you're getting hungry, I mean, you already know it's time to tee up those taste buds. When you take it to the house, it is an elaborate, exquisite experience. Not just because they have, I mean, when people come to town, they're like, yo, where can I get some good seafood? The house has great seafood. And I'll tell you more about the house as we take it to the house next on Theoretically Speaking.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
First, Jalen in the YouTube chat calls out CCAT for being a long-distance sake swallower and a smuggler of the meats.
It's a callback joke to a couple of days ago, folks. I'm a big hibachi restaurant guy.
Yeah,
I like
itself.
Playing the sake game, yeah. Out of context, that sounds weird, Theo.
Whenever you got to explain yourself, you're in a tough spot. He also called me out and said, no Ken Griffey Jr. and Ken Griffey Sr. I will say, this was just NBA top 5 father-son duos. They would have been number 1, by far. By the way, I got an interview with the kid himself. I'll tell that story later on in Theoretically Speaking, maybe next week. It was tumultuous at first. I didn't think I was going to get it. We can share some of that. But here's my top 5 Friday. Father-son duos in the NBA. 5, Bill Walton and Luke Walton. 4, Del Curry and Steph Curry. 3, LeBron James and Bronny James. 2, Jimmy Walker and Jalen Rose. And number 1, Joe Bryant and Kobe Bryant. Well, John is in West Palm Beach. He calls in on Theoretically Speaking, and he says, I have a glaring omission to my top 5 NBA father-son duos. John, what you got?
You sure do. You sure do. How could you possibly leave off Klay Thompson and Michael Thompson of the Los Angeles Lakers and the Golden State Warriors? They both have championships.
You know what, John? Generally speaking, I don't tell people that, you know, they're right and I was wrong, but it's Friday. I'm feeling good. And you got me. I don't know who I'm going to knock off, though. Who are you knocking off this list? Give me that before you go. Bill Walton and Luke Walton? Del Curry and Steph Curry?
I would knock off LeBron and Bronny.
Wow. He's proved nothing yet.
Wow. Thank you. Appreciate the call, John. You are a savage for that, but you know what? Can't knock it. I mean, Bronny has done literally nothing in the NBA yet, so I had to have him on the list, though. I mean, that was the whole point of the segment. I mean, it's radio, John. Time to get to the place that we always want to go on the weekend. It is time to take it to the house. Man, John, you got me. But you know what, John? I won't hate on that because I always feel good. I always redeem myself when I take it to the house on the weekend. You know the house, the restaurant in West Palm Beach. It's on the campus of the park. one of the greatest golf parks or golf courses out there. And at the house, when you sit in there at the restaurant, you get a great view of that 18-hole course. Not just that, though. I mean, you got Coastal American Dishes. If you go there, you should go there this weekend. Take it to the house this weekend for sure. And make sure you try out the lobster corn dogs. Yeah, I said that right.
Whoa.
Lobster corn dogs. It's amazing. I had the chicken and waffle as well as a Mexican traditional type. Or not traditional. It was a Mexican style, a Mexican flair of chicken and waffles. They do brunch. They got happy hour. The house is the place to go. And then when you get an entree at the house, you also get a free round at the Lit Nine at the park, which is a 9-hole par 3 course that you could play at night. I mean, it's a win-win. You stuff your stomach, and then you get a free pass to go play the Lit Nine. You get to tell your significant other, hey, I would hate to leave you to play some golf, but I mean, I got a free ticket.
That is a boys' night out dream.
Perfect.
Free golf after that dish. You kidding me?
Visit thehousewestpalm.com. Check out the full menu and also make reservations. It's a hot ticket in town. It's new. You're going to want to get there before all your friends find out about it. Then you got to be waiting in line. Thehousewestpalm.com. And this is what you got to take to the house this weekend. LeBron James, though he is teaming up with his son, they are drafting, or they have Bronny James with the Lakers. He has a $51.4 million player option to decide on. The deadline is Sunday. Take this to the house. LeBron James is going to decline that player option, and he's going to re-sign with the Los Angeles Lakers. I do think the Lakers can offer him 3 years and $162 million. That's the max they can offer him. I think he leaves a bit of a slither there for the Lakers to improve that roster around him and his son. We're on to the championship. I'm kidding. Take that to the house, though. That's CCAT. I'm Theo Dorsey. See y'all tomorrow at the Kaiser 7 on 7. Peace.